I got blisters on my lips and warts on my ass.
Actually, those last few songs have been like...
this is mandatory Metallica.
Yeah, these last few songs have pretty much all been like Super Suckers songs with a little help from Steve Earle and on...
Reverend Horton Heat.
Reverend Horton Heat and the Super Suckers themselves.
So now we're going to go to...
Steve Earle. I don't know if you knew this, but that was the Super Suckers playing with him.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah.
God damn it, you're so smart.
I took a lucky guess being said I...
Yeah, being a huge about
Super
Suckers.
Suckers fan. And it was a Super Suckers record.
There we go, baby.
Really? Yeah.
Bloody Mary morning and I'm leaving. Get some sleep now. Guess I've been worried much too long. And don't wake me till it's over. And the need for you is gone. I was so happy before I loved you. I wanna be like I was before, and don't wake me till it's over, and I won't want you anymore. My eyes are getting weak now, I gotta get some sleep now. Gotta rest my aching head. I just wanna lay here, just let me stay here till the blues get up and leave my bed. Good night, darling. Good night, darling. Good night forevermore. And don't wake me till it's over. I won't love you anymore. My eyes are getting weak now. Gotta get some sleep now. Gotta rip my head. I just wanna lay here, just let me stay here till the blues get up and leave my bed. Good night, darling. Good night, darling. Good night forevermore. And don't wake me till it's over. And I'm sure that I won't love you anymore.
Well, that was more of our mandatory Metallica with the Super Suckers. That was nice, wasn't it, Jay?
Well, yes, that was some nice music, Silent Brad. What do you think about the Super Suckers and Willie Nelson collaborating on that Bloody Mary Morning?
Well, I think it was it soothes the warts on my ass, Jay. It really did.
The warts on your ass, huh?
Yeah, Jay, the warts on my ass. But what are we gonna hear now, Jay? What do you got ready to spin?
Silent Brad. Now we're gonna. This is a band from Fargo who doesn't live here any longer. They're now residing in Portland, Oregon. This is the Firebells of Freedom with I Got a Line on You.
Fargo's own Fireballs of Freedom there with I Got a Line on You. What'd you think of that song, Jay?
Well, I thought that was a really good song. I'm really drunk.
Jay, would you quit mambling over there?
I'm sorry, I'm just really drunk tonight. I'm
suffering from the condition known as hot dog fingers. So, Silent Brad, what are you going to play next? Well, Jay, I thought we'd go to some classic rock. Not your kind of classic rock, but my kind of classic rock. This is a really, really good song. It's Youth Against Fascism, Sonic Youth.
Another can of worms, another sun to turn. truck and then I left with all the motherfucking crows. Little things I get in my lunchbox like nuts and bolts. Oh, poor shocks of big stuff got my buddy in bubble hole. But now my plan, it went all right, and we tried to put it all together one night, and that's what we're doing, but we're definitely wrong. I got it one piece at a time, but she caught me down. It was me when I come back down. I'm gonna drive around in style, I'll drive everybody wild. I have the only one who is around. All together one night, and after we knew it, the stuff was definitely wrong. Transmission turned out to be a 53, the motor turned out to be a 73. We dropping all the bolts and all the holes are gone. Yeah, we drilled it out through the new invent, and a little bit of help my old tool kit. I had that engine run just like it's gone. I got it one piece at a time.
Roger's got problems.
Problems, yep. Problems.
Yeah, well, tonight's been kind of a weird show when you say there, Brad. Silent Brad, and you've actually been talking a lot there, Silent Brad.
You sound like you're feeling a lot better now, Jay.
I'm feeling, actually, I had a cold. I didn't take my Vicks.
Self-medication.
You got the vapor rub on the chest now.
I was back in the back room working on some paperwork that we've had piling up from all the autographs and stuff that have been sent to us, even though this is our first show.
Stacks and stacks of stuff back there.
It's actually kind of amazing. But Roger was back there, and he gave me the anal probe. He said I needed it, so I don't know. Roger, by the way, is the executive producer.
Executive
of
producer.
This show.
That means he pays for it.
He doesn't direct it by any means, because he is an official.
No
direction, but he just goes, hey.
He pays. I think
the man on the scene wants to talk for a second.
Yeah, I'm working on a 70s retro tip.
I don't know. That guy's not that funny. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be here all week.
He said tip.
You can send him email. Anytime you send anything to Coaching Six, just go onto our website and you can pretty much hook up.
Roger does screen our mail.
Yeah. Actually, you can probably figure it out yourselves if you know how to work a computer. We'd also like tonight to thank Jimbo at the Vinyl Connection
at the VC.
Jim reminds me of my favorite cartoon character.
Jim's got a fish ass.
Well, no, check this out though. Jim reminds me of my favorite cartoon character.
I know.
Who?
That would be Smurfette.
No. Okay. Let's think more of the Bugs Bunny.
Smurfette had a fish ass, too.
Well, that's all right, but no, okay. Let's think of
Have you ever seen Jim and Pumps?
Shut up. Okay. God, I'm fucking ripped.
The Battle Cat from He-Man.
No. Off of...
He's got that big mane of hair.
Bugs Bunny cartoons. It'd be one of the characters from Warner Brothers. He's a small little mouse guy, and he has a special name, and he's from Mexico. Speedy Gonzalez.
Jim's. I think he's got a. What is that? Attention deficit disorder.
He likes cheese.
He's got a motor that doesn't quit.
Yeah, I like Jim. I think he's a great guy. I like how
it's from the cheese.
Jim, anyways, after all this crap, if you ever listen to this show, we'd just like to thank you for donating some of the records from Vinyl Connection.
And the great ass sex.
And then if you do walk in the Vinyl Connection and you do listen to this show,
be sure to approach the good-looking man behind the counter.
Yeah, that, and then ask if you can see the special section, because
the good-looking man, there are
prostitutes downstairs.
The good-looking man behind the counter can help you to the special section.
Yeah, but actually, no, there is a. I will put this out on the web. There is a special section that Jim does own, and he should sell those records and just like email him. And tell them to sell them on eBay so we can get rid of them and I have to quit looking at them.
Well, that's just great, Jay.
Because I want to steal those fuckers.
I'm sure.
I hope this doesn't get used in federal court when I rip them off.
So should we wrap this?
Yes, and with our our beginning song is something off the Electric Company. We do not know the name of that song, but we love that song. And our ending song...
I think it's just the Electric Company.
It's probably one of the... A man who was probably the best actor in America ever.
Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas.
We have to thank Shantos out in Portland, Oregon for this one.
All right.
And we'll
exit with this song.
We'll exit with this song and we'll see y'all next week.
Next Tuesday. Later.
Kick you around, and you find yourself flat on the ground. But it's a sure one to find there'll be someone to jive you and try to keep bringing you down. Now for a while you might take that abuse and convince yourself to stay loose. But then one day he'll throw you away and say you're good for nobody's use. But then I'll come your way, turn your blackest night into day. When you're needing it bad, cause the rough time's too bad, I'm gonna look at you and I'm gonna say, who loves you, baby? By now you ought to know. Well, I can't always let it show. By now you really ought to know. This is one thing I don't wanna blow. Baby, baby, won't you tell me what I want to know. Baby, baby, won't you tell me what I want to know. If you wake up one day feeling ugly, thinking you're 10 or 12 pounds overweight, but just know I don't care if there's gray in your hair. If there's hair at all, I think that's just great. Now this carnival life that we're riding gives no one the room to start hiding. So I don't want to hear that you've turned a deaf ear to my words and started backsliding. Cause then I'll come your way, turn your blackest night into day. When you're needing it bad, cause the rough time's too bad, I'm gonna look you straight in the eye, baby, and I'm gonna say, who loves you, baby? By now you ought to know. This is one thing I don't want to blow. Baby, baby, won't you tell me what I want to know. Baby, baby, won't you tell me what I want to know. Baby, baby, won't you tell me who loves you, baby, tell me what